All right, let's pray. Dear Lord God, we thank you for another evening when we can come together and study this important topic. And I ask once again, Lord, for your grace and your mercy and your generosity in revealing yourself and your word and your truth to us. Pray that you would open our hearts and our minds to be able to discern which parts of this are things that we need to perhaps adjust our thinking, confirm things we already thought, or overturn wrong thoughts, or whatever is necessary, Lord. I just pray for your guidance. I ask that you would teach us tonight. I pray this in your holy name. Amen. Okay, so last week we went through, and I should say for anybody listening to the MP3, if you are listening through this, you should have watched about 39 and a half minutes of the DVD. This DVD number 2, What Makes Biblical Counseling Biblical. Last week we covered the first 39 and a half minutes, which is all point 1. And now I'm going to make some remarks about that before we move on with the rest of that DVD. We ended up last time with everybody overwhelmed and intimidated and everything else because it seemed like such a monumentally impossible task to ever be any good at biblical counseling because you have to do that whole pyramid. And that pyramid, the way I described it, it would take a whole lifetime to even begin to do that whole thing. And so it seems like for a layperson especially, how could you ever do that? And I don't want that to be discouraging. I want it to be motivating, but I don't want it to be discouraging. And so I'm going to put it another way. Instead of that whole pyramid, just think about it this way. There's really just all of last week, all that first point one that Virus was making really boils down to two things. If you want to be an excellent biblical counselor, you have to be able to do two things. Number one, your counsel must come from the Bible. Not your own ideas, not your own personal experience, should come from the Bible. Okay? That was the top level of the pyramid. All of the rest of the levels of the pyramid are the second point. And the second point is this. When you present what you're going to present from the Bible, you must interpret the Bible correctly. That's it. That whole pyramid, that's all it is. Just make sure that what you're saying is exactly the same thing that the author of that scriptural passage was communicating. And if that matches, then you've done the whole pyramid. I mean, that's exactly what you're supposed to do. So, you don't have to go to seminary to be able to do that. You do have to, however, have a little bit of knowledge of hermeneutics, which is the science of how to interpret the scriptures and how to apply the scriptures, and I don't think it's too much of a burden to say that any Christian in our culture, I think, ought to take a class on hermeneutics. You can do that in the comfort of your own home for free. We just did our class. That's online. We've got it on our website, and it's available for free. If you don't want to do that one, there's on that BibleTraining.org, they've got a pretty good hermeneutics class on there. But you just go through the basics of learning how to interpret the Bible. If you interpret the Bible correctly, then what you have is what that person needs. And whatever that person is struggling with, there is nothing on planet Earth that will be more useful to them than what comes from God's Word. So I don't know if that makes you feel any better or not, but that at least simplifies it a little bit. So you can do it. If you have a Bible and you know how to interpret it, you can do it. You can be a biblical counselor. So that was point one. What makes biblical counseling biblical? Basically, it has to come from the Bible. That's point one. All right, so let's go ahead and move on to Steve Byers' point number two.